Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, bottlenose dolphins, beautiful dolphins, they've been seen lately off Barley Cove in West Cork, and they were seen in Glendore Harbour recently. Heather Mahmood, at a very safe distance, you sent up your drone to look at them and you saw something really special. Good morning.
Morning, PJ. Happy World Earth Day. How are you?
And same to you. Very well. But these are the most wonderful things to see, just to see a part of them. But you saw something very special entirely.
Yes, magical, PJ. I have been told over the weekend that for the first time ever in the world, Rua and I captured a bottlenose dolphin on film giving birth.
Crikey. Tell me what happened. It was Glendore, was it?
Yeah, we're lucky enough, Peter, that where we live, we can see the water. And so always if we see a fin or a flipper or something, there's screams around the house. So we managed to see there was a lot of fins and a lot of activity on Wednesday morning. There was youngsters jumping. There was just a load of activity. So I threw up my drone and I'm very conscious to see, PJ, I had it up at a very height of 70 metres.
Yes.
And I have a good drone, so there's a good zoom on it. And Rua and I were novices. I don't pretend to be any expert, but we could see that there was a lot of babies and a lot of juveniles almost playing in the middle. And then on the outside of this boisterous activity, there was four, well, what I know now were females, and they were kind of just swimming casually around in a circle right in the middle of the harbour. And so, look, we're a busy family. Our drone was up, drone was down. And so we didn't get a chance to look at the footage until Thursday evening and on the computer. And it was Rua saw, in one of that four little pod of those moms, she spotted a teeny tiny tail fluke coming out of the back of one of the dolphins.
I'm just looking at a picture here, actually. It's remarkable.
It's remarkable. Now, I'll be honest, at first I wasn't sure if it was a rather excited male or an actual baby. I'm, you know, as I said, not an expert. But we sent it on to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, that are an amazing organisation. And Padraig Welly, who's the sightings officer, I think he looked at it as many times as I did. And he eventually came back after sending it to people in Shannon and experts in Scotland, that yes, we have the first ever filming of a bottlenose dolphin giving birth in the wild, I should have said.
So hang on, this is not just in Ireland now?
No, this is in the world. It was sighted before in America in 2015, but they didn't get film. So this is the first time in the world, in Cork waters, that we have a wild bottlenose dolphin giving birth.
Now, they're the most gorgeous creatures, and they seem to like our shores.
They do. Now, bottlenose, I think what took interest is that it's quite unusual to have bottlenose dolphins. They're kind of the larger species come in so close. We're used to the common ones.
And we get a lot of porpoises as well, don't we, that people mistake for dolphins.
We do, but porpoises kind of, you can kind of get one or two porpoises on your own, but this was just magic. PJ, if you'd seen them, they were jumping feet and feet into the air and somersaults and twists and turns, so we knew something exciting was happening.
Oh, I'd love to see that footage. Would you send it to me and maybe could we share it?
Absolutely, no problem. I'll once I've gone through the hours and hours that I have.
Oh, crikey. Even if you got us a minute, we'd put that up on all our socials, because that'd be gorgeous.
I think what's lovely...
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think what's lovely is that they were in so close that a load of people who wouldn't... You know, I suppose we're into whale watching and dolphin watching, but a lot of people were around the village, and the kids in the school were looking at it, and a lot of people saw it. And what was actually even more amazing was that everyone in Union Hall, Leppin, Glendore, everyone stayed off the water. No kayaks, no swimmers, no boats or anything, once they knew what was happening. So everyone just watched from land, which was just amazing.
And that harbour, if the weather is right, is lovely and calm. And it seems to have been a beautiful day from the light on your pictures.
I know, it's flat, Cam. You've been complaining about the weather, as we all have. So we were just lucky there was a break in the weather and we could see the fins, which can be hard to do when the weather is rough.
That's brilliant. And you have a world first. Oh, the youngster that Rua is with her. Oh, can I talk to Rua?
Rua's here beside me. She is. I'll put you on to her now, PJ.
Hi, PJ.
Hi, Rua. How are you? It was you saw the dolphins, was it?
Yes, I saw them.
Yeah. And were they exciting to see?
They were very exciting. It was very nice. It was very cool to see the bottlenose.
Would you often see them, like in the harbour?
Well, we usually see a different type of dolphin, so it was really unusual to see the bottlenoses in this far.
Yeah. Your mum tells us that you're big into marine life and nature and all those things, and now you seem to have... You guys seem to have the world's first filming of a dolphin giving birth. Isn't that incredible?
Yes, it is. I really like all the wildlife, and I would love to like work with them when I'm older.
Well, you're a world's first now. At 12, like that's well, you know what? You couldn't be in a more beautiful place than West Cork.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to, that'll stand to you now. You keep that and you treasure that, and you are world's first. So when you, I've no doubt at all that you'll get into this and you'll be a big star in the world of marine science when you grow up, Rua, because you have a world's first when you're only 12 and you spotted this pod of dolphins and your mom sent up the drone and it all happened. Fantastic. Absolutely marvellous. Marvellous. Heather, she's great.
Yes. Do you know what, PJ? She's great. And I think, you know, when any of your children or any child is into something and you get to see it, you know, I mean, we're all very lucky, PJ, in Cork and the coast of West Cork. We get humpbacks and fin whales. You know, a fin whale is the second largest animal on the planet.
Yeah.
And we can see it passing, you know, our coast at different times of the year. So, no, she's into it. And I don't know if it's downhill from here now in terms of her sightings, but we'll keep going anyway.
Well, you'll find it hard to beat that one if it's a world first. But you're right, and you know you talk about World Earth Day and all of that. We are blessed with what we have off the coast of West Cork, and we do need to mind it.
We do need to mind it, and I think you know this. Look, we were super lucky; it was an absolute fluke we got it, but you know. We hope it just contributes to all the different campaigns that are going on to protect the seas around. We have a super special place. People travel from all over the world to come to West Cork. And, you know, you don't even need to get on a boat, pair of binoculars and sit in a cliff for a couple of hours and just watch the world go by. It's magical.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, Heather and Rua. A world first for West Cork. The first ever in the wild filming of a bottlenose dolphin giving birth right here in Cork. Now, that isn't that just something special of a Monday?
Cork's 96 FM.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.